Supreme Court has refused to stay Election Commission's notification allowing Nota in upcoming Rajya Sabha elections on the 8th of August in Gujarat. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, have clarified that Integrated Goods and Services Tax, IGST, is payable on high sea sales of goods imported to India. Supreme Court has outlined a three-tier, graded approach to the question whether privacy is a fundamental right by examining the issue through its intimate, private and public aspects even as it reserved its verdict in the case. Supreme Court has imposed a 100% penalty on illegal mining on account of lack of forest and environment clearances, mining outside lease permitted area and for encroachment beyond the mining area in Odisha. Supreme Court has stayed Allahabad High Court order summoning Chief Secretary in a case and rebuking States' Advocate General Raghavendra Singh for not appearing in the case despite repeated calls. Supreme Court has asked central government to revisit National Mineral Policy, 2008, and announce a fresh and more effective, meaningful and implementable policy within the next few months before the end of this year. Supreme Court has upheld conviction of former UP Chief Secretary Neera Yadav and former RIAS officer Rajiv Kumar in Noida land allotment scam that took place between 1993 and 1995. Calcutta High Court has ordered trial of former RJD Mlamonath Sohrab for allegedly shielding his son Sambia who has been accused of killing an IAF corporal in a hit and run case last year during the Republic Day parade rehearsal. Gujarat High Court has dismissed a plea seeking a direction requiring contesting candidates in elections to submit documents in support of averments made in the affidavit submitted at the time of filing nomination form. Bombay High Court has asked senior traffic police officials to discuss and inform the court if transferring officers, who take bribes from motorists, was adequate punishment for them. Gujarat High Court has dismissed a petition challenging a rule which makes national eligibility cum entrance test, NEET, mandatory for admission to Ayurveda and homeopathy courses from this year. Lok Sabha has passed two bills extending central GST and integrated GST to Jammu and Kashmir. Rajya Sabha has passed Right of Children to Free and Compulsory Education, Amendment, Bill, 2017, which aims to provide a two-year window to around 11 lakh private and government teachers to get prescribed minimum qualifications for appointment.